Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The bipartisan agreement to raise the debt ceiling and limit government spending has passed a key test in the House, despite opposition from some conservatives. CBS's Nicole Killian has more.
A deal brokered by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy heads to the House floor after clearing a critical procedural vote in the Rules Committee. At least two dozen Republicans say they'll vote no on the final bill because it doesn't do enough to rein in spending. Progressive Democrats are also concerned about stricter work requirements for those on government assistance.
A lawsuit has been filed after the police shooting of a child earlier this month in Mississippi. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has the details.
According to family attorney Carlos Moore, Adarian Murray called police regarding a domestic dispute that took place when the father of one of his siblings showed up and was irate. The mother, Nikayla Murray, has filed a federal lawsuit that seeks at least $5 million in damages.
The search continues after a building collapse in Davenport, Iowa, over the weekend.
Several people remained unaccounted for after a more than a century-old apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, collapsed. Officials are working to determine whether continuing to search the unstable remains is possible.
She's CBS's Chanel Call. Illinois is about to become the first state to enact a law to end book bans and financially penalize publicly funded institutions that try to do so. CBS's Allison Keyes reports.
Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker is expected to sign the bill that blocks state funding from public libraries and schools to ban books. He calls banning books a devastating attempt to erase our history and the authentic history of many. In Illinois, Pritzker says, we don't hide from the truth.
In sharp contrast, Florida's Republican governor and presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is promising to make book bans easier in other states. Would armed teachers be able to stop a mass shooter? CBS's Stacey Lynn takes a look.
According to a new survey about school safety by the RAND Corporation, the majority of teachers don't think arming themselves with guns would help. 54% thought schools would be less safe if teachers carried. 26% said they didn't think it would make a difference at all.
Turning to nuclear arms, the United Nations nuclear chief is urging Russia and Ukraine to ban attacks at Europe's largest nuclear plant, telling diplomats the world is lucky that a nuclear accident has not happened so far.
The UN nuclear watchdog chief, Rafael Mariano Grossi, told CBS News Radio that the watchdog agency is clear that the ownership of the Russia-occupied plant is not in dispute.
This being part of the UN system, the UN charter should never be violated.
This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spy about the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, But it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
You need some whoop 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 boing, you know?
Absolutely.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the fourth to last No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour on As Goes Wisconsin. And we have a very fun hour. Sometimes we bury the lead a little bit and it's not as fun. It's like still like a kind of a serious topic, but today only fun stuff. We are so excited to have our guests in studio. Maybe you've heard of them. Maybe you've heard of it. The Experience MKE podcast, co-founded by Adam Darris and Steve Glenn in the studio. And I actually just did their podcast 2 weeks
ago.
Yeah,
you did.
Yes, yes.
And we had a really great, we basically talked about how neither of you like to listen to the news.
Yeah, we did. Hey, we don't like the news. Do you know how hard it was to not interrupt you? I'm so used to interrupting Adam all the time.
Because you're used to being the host.
We are.
But now I'm the captain now.
I just listen.
I am the captain now.
So I'm so excited to have you guys here. So for people who are not familiar, what is the Experience MKE podcast?
Podcast about the people, places, and events that make Milwaukee amazing.
Pretty straightforward. And how long have you been doing it?
5 years.
5 years.
That's in podcasting world, like that's a pretty long time, because I'm trying to think, like, when was the rise of podcasting was like 10-ish years ago?
It was.
We believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so then you guys jumped on it. So that would have been what?
2018.
2018.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was, it's interesting because when I share with friends and family that, you know, hey, Steve, what are you up to? What are you doing these days? Oh, I have a podcast. They look at me really, I guess it's not working out the way you had hoped it would, you know? And But we've kept at it and had a lot of success.
Well, and that's the thing. The thing that's interesting about podcasting or TikToking or like social media in general, of just like the revolution of equipment being more affordable,
right?
Software being available, and so the barrier to entry to make stuff now is very low,
super low.
And what happens is your actual perseverance to keep doing it,
right?
Especially when there's not always money attached to it. And so, like, there's a lot of people who start a podcast who probably don't keep doing it for 5 years. And so, what has been kind of the motivation to keep going and the building the audience and all the stuff as far as like to do it for 5 years? Like, that's an accomplishment.
Thank you. Adam is my motivation.
Oh.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Is he your why? Is Adam your why?
I've tried to quit a few times over those 5 years.
Oh.
And he keeps me kind of focused on keeping going. And plus, you know, when you talk about motivation, free beer. That's been our main motivation.
That's been Steve's main motivation.
Yeah.
I truly love listening to people talk about what they're passionate about.
Right.
So when we got into the pandemic and we were talking to lots of small businesses who are adapting to this new thing we had to adapt to, I was like, this is fascinating. How are you changing your entire business in the matter of weeks? Like, we found out on St. Patty's Day that pretty much everything was going to close down.
Going away, yeah.
And we were interviewing people that next month who were like, yep, we decided we were going to go with this thing and we're going to do this takeout. And we have people just walking stuff out to cars. We're just making it happen.
Gift certificates, merch, whatever yeah. we could do to help keep the lights on at those businesses. But really, when the real answer to your question is not only free beer.
Or Adam,
yeah, who side hosted the side seat back.
Side seat
something
produced.
Hosted, yeah.
Yeah.
It's connecting Milwaukeeans to Milwaukee businesses. And it wasn't, hey, let's just go sit in the basement and do a podcast. It with that mission, it's hard to not stick to it.
Yeah. And so for people who haven't listened to the podcast before, what types of people are you? Are you interviewing business owners? Are you interviewing personalities? Like, who do you guys try to hunt down? I mean, obviously, I was just on it. And that one hasn't come out yet, though, right?
It hasn't, no.
We have like 20 that haven't come
out
yet.
And that was a long hunt, Kristen. There was a lot of, like, remember we were talking about, like, we met a couple of times, and I was like, God, why didn't I just tell her? We got to get on the podcast.
Yeah. Absolutely. But and then we had to cancel multiple times.
Yeah.
But as far as what can people expect if they were to dabble and start listening to the podcast?
Yeah, so it's 80%, I would say, bars, restaurants, cafes, musicians, artists, all of those people that are the fabric, the businesses that are fabric mm-hmm. of the city, along with a bit of what is it like to work in Milwaukee, and then we dig in a little bit each month on what does technology look like in the city and how does Milwaukee continue on its quest to be seen as more techie.
Because there's also, so there's experience, work, and tech, right?
Correct.
Those are kind of the three pillars of
the media empire.
The media empire. And so I guess it's interesting because why do you go so hard for Milwaukee?
Whoa, big question.
You can start. I think we both have our whys around that too.
But it's funny. It's funny being, I'm not sure there's another state that has as much animosity towards its biggest city. Mm-hmm. In the way Wisconsin does. Mm-hmm. And like for those of us who actually mm-hmm. live here, I feel like we're very protective of it. We're critical of it. It's not that it doesn't have its issues.
For sure.
But like are very defensive and proud of mm-hmm. Milwaukee. And yet this is a statewide show. So there's certainly people who have a narrative in their mind about the city, about Milwaukee.
Or an experience they had that maybe wasn't as positive.
Totally. Right. And so I guess as far as selling Milwaukee to people who aren't already in Milwaukee, I'll let either of you go first.
I can
jump
very
on.
Easily jump in quick. I even did a city guide tour for my day job at UKG where they said, hey, just tell us about your city and do a city guide. And I was like, guys, I do a podcast about this.
Maybe you've heard of it.
I'll go first. So yeah, maybe you've heard of it.
I'll go first.
So I went and I had a number of people that were like, okay, all right. They had their hands up. They're like, fine, I'll come visit. And even some with not necessarily the best experience or the best thought.
Image.
Yeah, that's a good one. Best image of Milwaukee in mind or Wisconsin in general or the Midwest in general.
Or any of that, yeah. But we are, for sure, we are a Rainbows and Butterflies podcast.
Yes.
We talk about the positive stories and we stick to that. And really, it's the city, for me personally, the city has given so much to me, starting from nothing, that it was a logical way to give back. That's what we do.
I love rainbows and butterflies.
Don't we all?
You got me right there.
And lollipops.
Our guests are Adam Dearest and Steve Glenn. They are co-hosts of the Experience Milwaukee podcast.
And so, should we talk about the next phase?
The new stuff?
Of Experience MKE?
The today stuff?
Do you guys do Experience MKE or Experience Milwaukee?
We do it all. We do all EXP MKE. We do Experience MKE,
okay.
Experience
That's not
Milwaukee.
Confusing at all.
Not at all.
It's whatever people feel in their
this
hearts.
This is part of the rainbows. Yeah. This is part of the rainbows and the butterflies thing.
Like, what's it?
You mean having seven names isn't confusing?
Yeah,
Kristen, honestly, if they know our podcast by anything, double thumbs
we're succeeding.
Up.
We're succeeding. Yeah.
Should we talk about the next phase?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Big announcement.
Big announcement. So this morning, literally, it was so fresh at the cafe that I work that it was being blocked by the website internet checkers of the world. Like,
the
is
firewall?
This a legit website? Right.
Oh,
like the 404.
Like when you launch a site.
Privacy concerns.
Yeah, I guess when you launch a site, you've got to wait until it's checked out and like vetted by the mm-hmm. internet, and then they publish it. But this morning we launched a new program called Text MKE, And you can go to textmke.com to sign up. It is all about connecting Milwaukeeans to business, to events, to places, to information.
So what does that actually look like? So it's textmke.com.
Yes.
And this is what I just went to the website. It is working now, in case you were worried. Yes. It has not crashed
yet.
Thank
you, Squarespace.
Get connected to everything you love. Subscribe to the free daily text about what's happening in and around your city. It's the easiest way to experience Milwaukee. So if I were to sign up for this, do I get a free text tomorrow?
You get a free text immediately.
Immediately.
Welcoming you to the platform, to the community. And then we will keep up every day. We're trying to like not be overzealous and text everyone all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to be respectful.
You don't want to be like the retail emails. Yeah. As soon as you sign up for something, you're like, why did you email me 5 times a day? I'm not going to buy this sale.
You
like,
sent me your entire drip campaign in one go.
What are you doing right now? Where are you?
Why are you mad at us?
Why aren't you talking to me?
So what are the kind of texts that you like? Is it already kind of like planned out as far as like, what are the kind of texts? What are they going to say? Are they going to be funny? Are they going to be like, this is what's happening today. This is what's happening in a couple days. Here's a deal.
I hope
they're funny.
Yeah. As fingers crossed as we can possibly get, I really hope they're funny. We're going to try to introduce a little sass, a little
snark,
maybe some snark. We're going to try to be a little comedic about it because we don't want it to be
too serious.
Too serious. Yeah. We want it to be fun and enjoyable and look forward to a daily text from Milwaukee.
And we want people to feel so engaged that they respond back. That this isn't a one way.
So is it one of you texting them back then?
Yep. It's our whole team.
We sure are.
Yeah. You never know who
I'll get a text back.
Yeah.
It's not absolutely. Just all automated?
No, for absolutely. Sure. This is all humans operating this whole system behind the scenes. And so, but to your, like directly to your question, deals, events, cool things, hidden gems, stuff for that only the locals know, fun facts about the city. It just depends on our mood.
Depends on the day.
On the day.
So you have a very thorough content calendar. You're going to have to start planning
out.
Yikes.
Or we wake up in the morning and we figure it out.
We will never do that. I will not allow it. Because otherwise I'll have massive anxious anxiety.
Being like, we don't have tomorrow's text.
What are we doing tomorrow?
Here's a cool layer. I've already had some conversations with nonprofits who have events and other organizations who are interested in sponsoring some of those days, either for other businesses to publish their information on it or to own that day or that week or that month.
So this is, what I like about it is that it makes it much more, the business side of it makes a lot of sense to me as far as instead of, you have to listen to an entire podcast to hear the advertising of, you know, the plug that we do halfway in the show or something like that versus the ability to have a very contained audience who is already like opted in to wants to know about what's going on in the city. And like, as I've said before, and we'll talk about this more on the other side of the break of like, there's always is a lot happening in Milwaukee, but I've yet to find like the Bible of it. You know what I mean? So we're gonna talk about that when we come back. Our guests are Adam Darris and Steve Glynn of the Experience MKE podcast. And now, as of today, Text MKE. So we'll have them here still in studio when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
Love the outdoors but lack the gear to explore it? River West Outdoor Pro Shop has everything you need. Rock climbing, snowshoeing, kayaking, and more. Don't know what you need? Come visit the shop located in the basement of Milwaukee Turners at 1034 North Velar Phillips Avenue. Their friendly staff will help you find what you need. For questions and hours, call 414-272-1733, extension 16. 414-272-1733, extension 16.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun today with a slight chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 88. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 63. Mainly clear skies. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 89. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
From our little corner of the world where the Pack, the Crew, and the Bucks all rule.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Moving along the sky, yes. It's a car moving along the highway. You moving to California. Only you with me. I'm almost 2,000 miles from my home, sweet home. 2,000 miles from the arms that bore me. 2,000 miles from my sweet home, Milwaukee. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matanera, and we are talking to Adam Darris and Steve Glynn, co-hosts and founders of the Experience Milwaukee podcast. And as of today, text MKE. If you would like a daily free text about what's happening in and around the city, go to textmke.com to check that out. I'm very excited to sign up for this after the show.
I already signed you up. Don't worry.
Oh, great. Perfect. So I guess in the segment that we have left, I'll ask you guys, what are you currently experiencing in Milwaukee?
Right.
Steve, yeah. We'll start with you.
Yeah. So I was, you know, sharing a little bit. I'm a sucker for Second Street right now. And that I see Second Street
like water, Walker's Point,
stretching further near Bayview into First Street, like all of those business. It's a long, I hit all of those businesses like from morning to tonight every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Do you live on that street?
No.
Not
you
even
just,
close.
You go to Second Street every day just to patronize the...
So second-ish, first-ish. Okay. It all runs in the same area for me. But I mean, I can name names.
Yeah, what are some of the places where you stop?
So my day usually starts at the Wantable Cafe.
Okay.
It's an excellent workspace, and usually around, I don't know, one or two on a non-Monday. If it's Monday, one or two or three, we're going to go to Black Sheep.
Okay, that was where I had my wedding dinner.
Oh, it's a beautiful
place. In the downstairs
no way.
Private room.
Yeah. If anyone got on the PA, that's mine. So
well,
yeah. And then, but if it's a non-Monday, usually about 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, I head over to Transfer Pizzeria, and then into the evening, it might be stop for a happy hour meeting at Bridgewater or New Barons.
Love New Barons.
Yeah, and
love
and,
it.
Heidi and John
have mm-hmm. a drink. Yeah, and nice. A meeting. So
nice. Yeah, a lot of meetings.
I'm,
do you also wear a Bluetooth in your?
Yeah, I feel like those meetings are
like you watch it
exaggerated quotes.
My wife could be listening to
like
this.
Like I'm having a meeting here. Yeah, I'm having a crab cake in a Manhattan at Bridgewater by myself. I was meeting with the
you
crab
don't even
cake.
Know what a meeting is.
I do not.
What about you, Adam?
Right now, I still think I'm a sucker for the Deer District.
Okay.
Can't say it. Still love it.
Yeah. That's an awesome space.
I love Mecca. I love that whole outdoor, I call it the hallway. It's not a hallway. It's an alley.
Yeah.
With that giant TV. I might be obsessed with TVs.
That is specific, like, thoroughfare is whenever it's like a super nice day
mm-hmm.
and whether it's a sporting event or something, like especially if there's a Brewers game on, mm-hmm. and people just kind of like walk through, stop for a little while, hang, get a beer, keep walking. That is really
there's cool just something style. About
like,
it.
There's like on a summer day, there's something very community like oriented about that little meeting spot.
Absolutely,
that's very cool.
And pro tip: if you like delicious fried chicken, Cream City Cluckery is in the Fiserv Forum. It's a ghost kitchen.
See, how does that compare to Gold Rush chicken?
What?
I don't think I've had either.
I don't think I've had Gold Rush chicken, to be honest. I've had Cream City Cluckery.
They love Gold Rush chicken.
They are both fantastic in their own ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have a favorite?
No. Okay. I don't pick favorites on food.
It's very Switzerland. Really?
Yeah, that is very sponsory.
Frozen pizza, transfer pizza. That's all
this. And thing. You just lumped favorites. Them the same. Yeah. And you just lumped them together. Right. Nice work.
What about you, Jane? What are you experiencing in Milwaukee these days?
I was at, where did I spend it? We were at Three Lions Pub.
Ooh.
Yes. Love it. In Sherwood yesterday.
Yes.
You watching some football?
No, we were just, I was meeting a girlfriend for some cocktails. Nice. Afternoon cocktails.
Great spot.
Yeah, it is. I love that place. Yep.
Sounds like a meeting to me.
The bartenders are always hilarious and very chatty. It's one of those places where you can go and other patrons will actually talk to other patrons.
Love that.
Instead of being too cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like enveloped in their own conversations in their world. Or something. Yeah. It's just you go there to be a part of a community. You do.
What is that? I always sit at the bar. Every place I go.
We're big at sitting on the bar and actually talking to the bartenders.
Yep.
My husband and I.
It's the best.
We normally don't sit at an actual table.
And you know what I've heard from the like bartenders and mixologists? They love when like you're there, first of all, because they have people to talk to as well. They said, this is where you get the best service.
Yeah. Sure is.
Oh, that's a good point.
They're like, I got nothing else to do but look at you and talk to you
and converse.
It's slow, so I guess you're just stuck with me.
Yeah, you're right. You're going to have to entertain me.
The thing that I'm most looking forward to this summer is checking out all the different farmers markets. Because I won't be hungover on Saturdays and Sundays.
Ooh, speaking of, Kristen, speaking of favorites, what's your favorite farmers market?
I don't know yet.
Oh, I can tell you what mine
is.
Why? Have you not been?
South Shore.
I've like stopped at them, but I haven't necessarily like invested time into comparing the different farmers markets. Like I've like walked by them because usually like we were either out of town on the weekends or like doing different stuff. Sleeping, hungover.
Yep, hungover.
And so that was like my goal for this summer is like to start checking off and trying to all the different farmers markets and like getting fresh food and stuff like that because I'm trying to, you know, eat healthy to grow this baby.
Right on.
And so what do you recommend?
South Shore.
Yeah.
Really?
So I hear a second person tell me that.
Love it.
I'm not saying I don't pick favorites, so I'm not saying, like, I love...
Again, we already know. Yeah, so, we've established.
Any farmer's market with churros, because Adam turns into a maniac.
I turn into the churro monster.
He will knock children down to get to the churros. Even if they, like, the tables have fallen, they've blown into the grass, he will go into the
fields. I bump into one family. To get a churro, and this guy won't let it go.
Never, 10 of them.
Never let it go.
Kids
all right.
Crying.
We got 1 minute left.
Yeah.
What? When is my episode coming out?
Monday, June 5th.
Go check out the Experience MKE podcast.
Rock on.
You know, go listen to the backlog. Sign up for Text MKE at textmke.com. What else am I missing?
Get ready for a great, great Milwaukee summer.
Yep. Summerfest and all.
It's the best time.
Yes.
Do stuff every weekend. All right. Steve and Adam, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
And thanks for announcing on my show. I feel really special. All right, we're taking a break. We'll be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Get yourself together.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin from Waukesha. Broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The bipartisan agreement to raise the debt ceiling and limit government spending has passed a key test vote and now goes to the full House. Then what happens?
If it passes the House, it'll go to the Senate, which has to take it up before June 5th, when the U.S. could run out of money to pay its bills.
CBS's Nicole Killian says a number of conservatives in the House have opposed the bill. A lawsuit is filed after the police shooting of a child. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has details.
The family of an 11-year-old Mississippi boy who called police to help his family and then was shot by a responding officer is now suing the city of Indianola for $5 million.
UN nuclear chief Rafael Mariano Grossi on CBS News Radio urges Russia and Ukraine to ban attacks at Europe's largest nuclear plant.
National borders are not to be changed by force.
Grossi also tells diplomats the world is lucky that a nuclear accident has not happened so far. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Bicycle, bicycle,
I want to ride my
bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And the beautiful weather means bikes are out. Not that bikes aren't out. Some people who are really committed have bikes out all year long.
Yes.
But I saw tons of people out on their bike this weekend while I was doing yard work. And it motivated me to get my bike out, which is good timing because next week is Wisconsin Bike Week. And here to talk about Wisconsin Bike Week and Wisconsin Bike Fed is Assistant Director of Wisconsin Bike Fed, Jake Newborn. Welcome to the show, Jake.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you here. So for people who are unfamiliar, what is Wisconsin Bike Fed?
Yeah, we are a statewide nonprofit advocacy and education organization working to make Wisconsin the best state in the country for cycling.
That is very concise. Is that with our winters, will we ever be the best place for cycling?
That depends on what kind of cycling you do. You know, there's fat biking and all sorts of, you know, mountain biking and options you can still do in the winter for sure.
Oh, okay. I guess fat biking. Oh, I think they do that. Don't they do a big fat bike race up in Hayward and the same route that they do the Birkenbeiner?
Yep, there's one up there. We just had the Fat Bike World Championships west of Madison, I think, the past 2 years too. So plenty of ways to get out and enjoy the winter weather on a bike.
Are you a big fat biker?
Personally, no.
But is it harder?
I can't do it all. There's only so much I myself can do.
Is riding a fat bike harder or like very different than riding a normal bike?
Yeah, it's definitely different.
Okay.
You know, you're riding on sand or snow or that, you know, loose dirt. So it's different. But it's like riding a bike, you know, once you get going.
Isn't it calling it fat somewhat harsh?
Are you standing up for the bikes?
I'm just saying. The fat
shaming. Bike,
it's like, geez.
We could come up with a more inclusive term. I'm open to concepts.
Thick with three C's. So I guess what are the different activities when we're talking about Wisconsin Bike Fed? There's stuff for education, there's programs, there's advocacy, there's legislation. So what are kind of the different pillars of the organization, if you can give some examples?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, probably our biggest is programming and education. We've got staff in all over the state, Milwaukee area, Appleton, Dane County, doing education. A lot of work with kids, taking them on bike rides, teaching them how to ride, taking them to parks and the lake and stuff like that for the first time. We've got a mobile bike repair program where we're training and employing high school kids to fix bikes. And then we'll take them out in the summer and give them summer jobs fixing bikes for free out in the community. We do have a Cycling Without Age program, which is focused on training people to be volunteers to ride what's called a tri-shaw. And that's where for people who are, you know, older or their abilities aren't there to be able to ride a bike themselves, but still feel the wind through their hair and get out and talk with someone and see nature and stuff like that. So really, you know, programs for people from 8 to 80 is what we really focus on.
And then when you talk about like legislation, I mean, we talk a lot about politics and laws and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So what are the kind of legislation when it comes to bikes that you guys have worked on?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, and I'm sure you've talked about on your show, it's tough to pass legislation lately. Our government has been split and no one wants to agree on a lot of things. But we like to kind of use the term bike partisan. You know, biking
like that.
Is for everybody. And, you know, so over the years, we have had some successes over the years. We were able to initially get the Complete Streets Law passed, which was then taken out in 2011 by former Governor Walker. But we're working right now to get that kind of put back in. We were pretty big part of getting e-bikes allowed in Wisconsin and categorized and classified and legalized. We've worked on getting the anti-dooring, I guess you'd call it, where if you park your car, you swing your door open and it's in the way of a cyclist.
Oh, yeah.
You can be held accountable for that. So, you know, we've been successful on some of those. Right now, the big stuff we're working on is the budget issues. And so that's kind of just ongoing. The governor did put some funding and some programming aspects in there. As of right now, some have been pulled out. Some are still in. We're still, you know, that's all still kind of a moving situation right now.
Yes. Many parts of the budget are still a moving situation. And so for the current stuff, though, I guess we've kind of talked about this before. What is the safest way to design bike lanes? Because as someone who has biked, I was a big city bike user when I lived in New York City, which worked well, but was also, you know.
It must have been scary.
There was times where it was like, oh, things could go wrong quickly. And so what is kind of the latest, if you could, you know, magic wand the streets, is it having an actual barrier, like having the instead of the cars parallel parked next to the curb, they're out, and then so the bike lane itself is protected by the parked cars? Or what is kind of the latest research on like the safest way to have bike lanes?
Yeah, the protected, the physically separated bike lanes are showing to be, you know, the most safest, and getting also just getting the most people out and riding. You know, if a mom and a child don't feel comfortable riding on that road with a painted bike lane because of heavy traffic, or unfortunately what people are calling the Milwaukee slide, the passing on the right, you know, that can be very scary and that can stop you. Whereas if you're a, you know, older guy like me who's ridden a ton and you can feel confident out there and feel a little safer, you know, that's okay. But it's what we are really trying to advocate for is, you know, facilities that are for all ages and abilities. So you can get out and ride with your kids. You can get ride with your grandparents. And in general, protected facilities are going to be the best for that and most accommodating.
Absolutely. We're talking to Jake Newborn, who is the assistant director over at Wisconsin Bike Fed, which is having a very big week coming up because next week is Wisconsin Bike Week. And so what are some of the activities that are going on? Because we technically, I think we got introduced because we had seen that May was National Bike Month, but the weather doesn't always cooperate in Wisconsin in May. And so you said that Wisconsin has their bike week in June when it's a little more predictable, right?
Yeah, the people in Washington, the national organizations like to set those national dates and without thinking about some of us here in the northern climate. And so, a few years ago, we kind of made the move really again to accommodate anyone who wants to get out and try it. We didn't want it to be just for the most tough cyclists who are willing to ride in rain and cold. And it looks like I'm not a weather person, but man, it's looking nice for the next week or so. So plenty of opportunities. And we've got, there's events that we're helping to host with partners all across the state, from Eau Claire, Sheboygan, Madison, Milwaukee, Rhinelander, Kenosha, Beloit. So anywhere across the state, there's going to be lots of great events going on. And you can check that out on our website. We've got a great calendar that you can sort by city, date, type of event to try and find something that's right for you.
Jake, I'm curious about the program you have where you teach high school kids how to fix bicycles and then send them out to do free bike repairs. Are bikes still pretty much the same, or are they much more complicated now? Is it harder now to fix things like it is with a car?
There have been some changes. Some bikes are disc brakes are becoming more common. E-bikes are becoming more common. And those are challenging to keep, I think, for any bike shop to keep up with, you know, training new people. But that's just part of, I think, you know, our world. You know, technology advances, and how can we prepare and train people for those next advancements, for sure.
It's funny because I saw on one of the events for Bike Week next week is at Old World, Wisconsin, which is near and dear to our hearts.
Yes.
And I all I can imagine now, have you been to Old World, Wisconsin, Jake?
It's been a while for me. My daughter just went on a school trip, though, this spring.
Did she get on the big bicycle, like the bicycles when they used to be like the massive front wheel that was like as tall as a person? Yeah. And so
she's the one at the museum too.
Yes, exactly. And so now I'm just thinking of adding an event to National or to Wisconsin Bike Week at Old World, Wisconsin, where you race those old bikes. Those things were dangerous though.
It's a whole nother, again, it's like the fat bikes. It's a whole nother type of bike to know how to ride.
Well, you were way far off the ground on those things.
Yeah.
That was a long fall.
A lot farther to fall.
Yeah. So I guess as far as people trying to find more events or get involved for anything going on next week, where would you direct them to?
We've got a website. It's on wisconsinbikefed.org. I'll pop that in your link here so you can share that with your folks.
Perfect.
And it's under the under the events tab there, and it's a Wisconsin Bike Week. And you'll be able to sort that. We've got things like commuter stations. If you are riding, want to get a coffee or a donut or something for free, there's places giving out that. There's a Pride ride because we've got Pride Fest going on too, in Milwaukee and Madison. Definitely both have super fun Pride rides to the parades and things like that. There's Learn to Rides. There's Youth Bike Rodeo in Grafton on June 10th. There's June 2nd. Well, in Bayview here, my neighborhood, we'll have the part of the Bayview Gallery Night, kind of scavenger hunt by bike with art themed stops. There's you know, rides for women, rides for older people. There's an e-bike ride. Like really there's kind of any kind of biking that you might be interested or finding more about. I'd encourage people to go to that website, poke around, see if there's something that you, you know, can go. And our theme this year is kind of chain reactions. You know, hoping that a week of action will lead to a lifetime of inspiration. And so, you know, again, the weather is going to be great. There's going to be kind of something for everyone all across the state. Too many for us to cover in our limited time on the show here. You know, I could probably spend just, you know, a 3-hour segment just talking about all the events. But there's going to be rides with the mayor of Madison, mayor of Milwaukee, mayor of West Dallas. So always real important to, you know, just in general, let your local elected officials know that you support biking, you want better infrastructure, because they're the ones who are going to make a lot of those decisions. You know, it's not always going to be, you know, Dark Brandon can't come in here and drop a protected bike lane down in your backyard, but the mayor might have more say in that. So always encourage people to do that.
Absolutely. And so you've been with Wisconsin Bike Fed for 16 years?
16 years. Wow. I started as kind of one of those mechanics just out of college, you know, learning to help fix up bikes and kind of volunteering, and then got a job, part-time job, and then took on more opportunities with our youth education programs. And I guess when you don't leave, they just keep giving you more stuff to do.
Well, I guess we'll promote them to this. It's good, yeah, Jane.
I just wanted to ask, bikes are available in all different price ranges too, right? Right, Jake? Because for some people, it's certainly going to be cost prohibitive. And I just think it's so important for kids to learn how to ride a bike, because that is the first taste of transportational freedom that you ever have. I can remember it like it was yesterday, being able to ride my bike during the summer and go across town. And it's just so incredibly freeing. And for some people, it just might be cost prohibitive.
Yeah. And there are a lot of bike giveaways that we participate in. Southside Bike Days is coming up in June as well. And we give away bikes to some of our MPS students. Free Bikes for Kids in Madison gives away bikes. So, you know, if you are, you know, a person who's in kind of in that need of that situation, you can find that information too on our website. But they do range, you know, from $200, $300 to $2,000. And I would just suggest going to your local bike shop, seeing what they have, being open and honest and talking with the people there, and any local bike shop in the state. I know many of the workers across the state, they're great people. They'll want to get you on something that you will ride, right? And that you will get on and ride, and they're all more than happy to get you riding.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Jake Newborn, thanks so much for spending time with us. I hope you have a great Wisconsin Bike Week. Maybe I'll see you out there. And right. Welcome back. You're welcome to come back anytime.
Great. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day.
Bye.
All right. When we come back, we will wrap up today's show, and I will let you know how my my adventure in yard work went over the weekend. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back. Jesus, I don't want to be a candidate for Vietnam or Watergate. All I want to do is ice, yeah. Ice, ice. I want to ride my bicycle. Ice, come on. Ice, I want to ride my bicycle.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 88. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 63. Mainly clear skies. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Highs level off around 89. Mainly sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
From As Goes Wisconsin to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are have made it to the end of Tuesday's show. We only have three more shows at 3 hours.
I know. We're moving on Monday.
Moving on Monday. Do you think you're going to wake? Do you have to wake up an hour earlier?
I will probably get up a little bit earlier.
I think I can. I've been popping awake at like 5:45.
Seriously?
No problem.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, then I go to sleep at like 9. But but yeah, this morning I woke up at like, without an alarm.
Wow.
At like 5:35, 5:40.
I haven't popped awake naturally in decades.
I don't know what's causing it. I don't know if it's because I'm not imbibing at all in the evening or what it is, but I wake up, I feel pretty good, and I start the day to start working on the outline for the day. And so I feel like I can still do that within, I don't think I have to wake up any earlier to get the show ready by 10, largely because we do have one less hour that we have to prep for.
Right. So yeah, again, and the whole Civic Media lineup is going to be some little tweaks here and there as of Monday, but Earl Ingram will be going to 2 hours, his show, and then we will automatically follow him from 10 to noon, and then there will be some news, and we're going to have, it's going to be great.
Yeah, so as far as, there's going to be slight changes depending on the market, but overall, 6 to 8 will be Pat Kreitlow, and then 8 to 10 will be Earl Ingram, then we'll be on 10 to 12, then 12 to 1, there'll be news. 1 to 3, we got Todd Alba. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn. 4 to 6, Devil's Advocates.
There you go.
And then,
oh yes,
Miss Maggie Dawn.
Yes.
If you have not heard Maggie's, we've actually have not had Maggie on as a guest yet, but she's our first Civic Media host. So one of the new things we're going to do in the new lineup from the 10 to 12 lineup is on Fridays at 10:30. We're going to have rotating Civic Media, other Civic Media hosts come on and kind of recap the week with us. Maybe we'll do a little good, bad, and the ugly, or, some of the, we'll do the headline quiz with them. So now you'll have some competition to see who you can beat. But we'll, introduce some of the other Civic Media hosts to you every Friday. And Miss Maggie Dawn will be our first guest next. So that'll be June 9th. So she'll be our first Civic Media host to come join us for a little news recap on 10:30 on June 9th, because her show from 6 to 7, Monday through Thursday, starts next week or starts today.
We will clarify.
But she's
wonderful.
Wonderful. And we are so happy to have another woman on the air.
And I got to tell you, and we were talking about this earlier about people's who have the capacity to hold all kinds of institutional knowledge and just pick it out of their brains, just like Maggie is one of those people.
I think it must be a lawyer thing, because Jim Santel is like that.
Yeah.
Matt Flynn is like that.
Yeah.
So some of these guys who have like the memory, a steel trap memory to be able to be like, oh, this case in this time or this piece of history, and Reagan did this, this, and this. And it's like, how do you just like rattle that off with no problem. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Some
just incredible institutional knowledge, and she's funny, and she's brilliant. Yeah. And I just couldn't think of a better addition.
Yeah, we're really lucky to. So if you have a later commute home,
you listen.
Mark your calendars to be able to listen to Maggie from 6 to 7, or just listen to her podcast as you can always do with us.
Exactly.
Listen to us as a podcast. You can find it at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or wherever you find podcasts, Spotify, Apple, the like. So how was your Memorial Day weekend?
It was really nice. My husband and I did take out his fancy new electric vehicle.
Did you not break it?
I did not break it.
Great.
I did not drive it with all of the remarkable things that you can put on. So it brakes for you. I mean, it's really kind of...
Because what kind of car is it?
What's... It is a Kia EV.
Is it easy to steal?
No. No, actually, it's not.
No, I know.
It's dead. It is dead, dead, dead. If you don't have the fob, you're not getting anything.
Okay. So, but did it mostly just feel like a car while you were driving it?
The one thing I noticed is that the response time is almost instantaneous. So from the time you put your foot on the gas... your foot on the accelerator in this instance, not the gas. It responds immediately.
Okay.
Whereas with a gas-powered engine, there's just a little bit of a lag, you know?
Is it the same thing with the brakes? Like, do you stop quickly?
It's very responsive.
All right.
But now my husband likes to drive it with, again, these fancy features where it senses how far away you are from the car in front of you. And if you take your foot off the brake, it will start slowing down automatically and then stop you before you get there. And I said, that's all well and good until the one time it doesn't work. I am having a really hard time relying on these things to do what they are designed to do because it just seems too soon.
The robots are here, Jane.
I know. I know, and I'm not ready. I'm not
brain
ready.
Ships, driving ships, cars.
Alexa in your house.
Yeah.
Making me crazy.
So she's listening to you.
I know, and spying. Who knows what she's doing with that information. But it's pretty cool.
Good.
It's pretty cool.
And you managed not to break it. Congratulations.
I did not. So we drove around in some empty parking lots in Brookfield, and then I drove us home.
Great.
Yeah, and it was good. It was fine. I would still never put any of that extra... I'm not trusting you to break.
How old is your car?
It's a 2012.
Whose car is older? Yours or Greg's Buck's?
Oh, I don't know.
I think his car is about... He's told me he has 200,000 miles on his car.
I'm not at 100,000 miles yet.
How did you not... Really?
Nope. I'm at like 98,000 miles.
Wow.
I know.
Efficient.
Let's just hope the doors will stay on for a couple more years. And then maybe by that time I can trust that the thing will break when it's supposed to.
All right. Well, at the Bryce Sampson household, we now have one of the most beautiful yards in the neighborhood.
Thank you, Debbie Bry.
Thank you, Debbie Bry. Actually, no, I mean, quite literally, because so many people were out. It was so nice out all weekend. The amount of compliments we got on our yard already of people just walking by. And, you know, they saw us out there working. But one, it just makes you feel even more so how friendly and awesome my neighborhood is.
Cool.
But so many people saying how good it looked. But what the thing I'm most excited about is I learned the magic of mulch.
Mulch is good.
And how mulch makes everything look better.
Yes.
And second, we got our free little library up.
Yay!
And so now we look like a very welcoming, well-read house. And our neighbors already put some books in there.
Very cool.
And so, yeah. So it was a very successful homeownership weekend. And now I think I have the bug. To report back,
we can do gardening.
We took my mother to Kellner's, which is a River West gem.
I know exactly where it is.
Greenhouse. She was just in heaven, and I came back and I was like, "Ooh, they might take a lot of my money in the next over the summer because there's a lot of stuff here I now want." So I've caught the bug. I've caught the yard work gardening bug. I don't know how good I am at it, but I like it. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Greg Bach will be here. Have a great day. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served...
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through...
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.